This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. New Zealand on Saturday marked the second anniversary of one of its most traumatic days when 51 worshippers were killed at two Christchurch mosques by a white supremacist gunman. Several hundred people gathered at the Christchurch arena for the remembrance service, which was also live streamed. A similar service planned for last year was canceled due to the coronavirus. In the March 15, 2019 attacks, Australian Brenton Tarrant killed 44 people at the Al Noor Mosque during Friday prayers before driving to the Linwood Mosque, where he killed seven more. Last year, Tarrant pleaded guilty to 51 counts of murder, 40 counts of attempted murder, and one count of terrorism. He was sentenced to life in prison without parole. The city of Minneapolis in the U.S. agreed to pay $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit from George Floyd's family over the black man's death in police custody. Council members met privately to discuss the settlement, then returned to public session for a unanimous vote in support of the massive payout. Floyd family attorney Ben Crump called it the largest pretrial settlement ever for a civil rights claim and thanked city leaders for showing you care about George Floyd. Floyd was declared dead on May 25, 2020, after Derek Chauvin, who was white, pressed his knee against his neck for about 9 minutes. Floyd's death sparked sometimes violent protests in the U.S. and beyond and led to reckonings on racial justice. Australia on Saturday recorded its first local COVID-19 case in more than 2 weeks after a doctor tested positive for the UK variant of the coronavirus, triggering